head on over to the Vision Home Loans Newsline. And as promised, we have ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan joining us. And Jim, good morning. When we think of quake country, a lot of people just automatically think about Alaska or California, but you've got some interesting results of a new survey.
Well, yeah, within just the last couple of weeks, there was a 4.5 magnitude earthquake in West Texas. That's part of a minor swarm of quakes that that area has experienced here for the last year or so. It's not related to anything happening in California or Alaska or Washington State out there. This is more about petroleum exploration and recovery, and more specifically about the reinjection of wastewater that's produced in that process back into the ground. It lubricates the tectonic plates. It causes earthquakes then. And in Oklahoma a few years ago, they actually had some property damage. Buildings were cracked and damaged because of these sorts of earthquakes. So now, as Texas regulators have taken a step, they've decided that some of these wastewater injection wells should be closed in. And they ordered the petroleum companies to do something else with all that wastewater. That's going to add additional cost that may eventually be passed down to you and me, Shannon.
And this is related specifically to the process by which they extract these natural resources, right?
Well, a byproduct of it. They have to use approximately 3 gallons, rather 3 barrels of wastewater. That's what is produced along with 1 barrel of oil. It's just a byproduct of it. It contains acids. It contains chemicals. Barium and arsenic. It also contains extreme amounts of salt. This stuff is sometimes 10 times saltier than seawater. There's not a lot that can be done with it, although some companies are now opening up and recycling that water, turning it into something that can be used elsewhere in the petroleum production process. Can't be used as drinking water, but it can be used for other purposes associated with well digging. But that, again, is something that's going to cost more money and will likely be passed on to the refiners and eventually on to the consumers, you and me.
Absolutely. And Jim, we know a lot of these big producers, a lot in the petroleum industry, have been kind of discussing this or fighting this for years, it seems like, since some of these issues when it comes to fracking and that kind of drilling has really come to light. And what are they saying now in the wake of these new reports and seeing that there might be some actual action taking place? Are they willingly going, or are they kind of begrudgingly dragging their feet with this?
Well, they don't have much choice. You know, the regulators have said, okay, well, you can't use those reinjection wells now. You're going to have to do something else. So many of them, you're right, just a couple of years ago, Andrew, the debate was about whether fracking and wastewater reinjection, whether it all was associated with earthquakes. I think scientists and the petroleum industry now have accepted that sure, it's fact. Now, what do you do about it? So the goal is to find some other alternative means of dealing with it without driving the price of oil so high that people aren't willing to buy gasoline anymore. So the trucking it out is one process. They move it to an area that hasn't had this earthquake activity and deal with it there, dispose of it. And this other company, and there are more coming behind it, has decided that recycling is the best thing to do with it. So it's an interesting process, start to finish. It all starts with discovering oil out in a patch somewhere and then turning it into gas that you and I are going to pump into our cars and trucks, and the prices associated with it all along the way, Andrew.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a very fascinating discussion and obviously something that is going to continue to take shape throughout the next years, if not decades for sure. ABC's Jim Ryan, thank you so much for joining us here on KRDO's Morning News.
Thanks, Andrew.